Well, we're still here. The Citizen entered a new phase of its existence a year ago. On February 1, 2024, readers and staff learned that Cameron Stoles and Teresa Randall Stoles had bought the paper from Glacier Media, saving it from certain closure. That's no exaggeration. Glacier had just shut down two other BC papers and wasn't being subtle about its intentions for your Citizen. As of February 2025, we're better than we've been in years. A lot of that is due to the new ownership's motto, locally owned, community focused. This is a mindset all of the staff operate by every day. And it's working. We've grown while being unabashedly pro-Prince George and having a positive vision for the future of the newspaper and our online news site. A year ago, this paper was less than half the size it is now. We've done that not only by adding staff, but by taking on a commitment to bring you at least 48 pages of local content each week, and a promise to cover everything happening in our community and our region, from civic government to crime to human interest stories and local sports. We told you about our major 2024 changes in a year-end editorial in December. On the anniversary of our new ownership, we continue to be optimistic about how we see our future. On Monday night, City Council hashed out an updated official community plan at another long meeting. It's a roadmap for the city's development for the next 25 years. A lot of it will seem like wishful thinking. A population of 100,000 by 2040 and 110,000 by 2050? That's no small feat, especially given Prince George's 2021 census of 76,708 and an estimated current population of 78,378. However, we've seen what has happened over the past 25 years. The city has evolved dramatically, from a modest regional hub to a growing center of business, culture and recreation, with a modern hospital, a university and a boom in tourism-related businesses. The OCP's goals are ambitious, yes, but so were the ones set a generation ago. The five goals outlined in the new OCP aim for more than just population growth. They call for the creation of complete communities with diverse housing options, more green spaces and trails, a flexible economy that attracts businesses and emerging technologies, and an environmentally conscious approach to urban planning. These targets reflect an understanding that in the 21st century, cities must be designed to meet the needs of their residents while protecting the natural world. Prince George is already ahead of the pack on that one, and we're well positioned to embrace these forward-thinking ideals, particularly as its economy diversifies and its industries modernize. But this transformation will require collaboration and commitment from all levels of government, including City Council, businesses, and our residents. The process of amending the OCP has already sparked valuable conversations about housing, business, environmental protections and indigenous partnerships, and these discussions will only continue as the city moves forward. The concerns we're hearing, like the need to be welcoming for business, protecting natural spaces like Ginter's Green and providing better infrastructure and transit options, are crucial. As Prince George evolves, your local newspaper will be essential. Just as we've documented the city's history back to 1916, we'll continue to share the stories of success and progress, both large and small, as the city works to fulfill its vision. The Citizen will be there to report on changes to the civic core, the arrival of new businesses and amenities, and the ongoing efforts to protect the environment. It will also keep the public informed about the challenges the city faces along the way, ensuring transparency and accountability in the process. Like the Citizen, Prince George has faced its share of challenges and has come a long way in the last 25 years. There is no reason why the next 25 can't be just as transformative. While the goals of the updated OCP may seem as far-fetched as the idea of someone buying a newspaper in the 21st century, they reflect the kind of long-term planning and vision that cities need to remain competitive, sustainable, and livable in the decades ahead. We're excited to see the optimistic pro-Prince George vision that the city has for the future growth of our community. As we've seen with the Citizen, having that positive approach can lead to amazing changes. Have your say with a letter to the editor. Editor@pgcitizen.ca.